The reality is this. When someone is mentally ill, it can be tough to intervene.
Really, we don't. It's easier to not. It's easier to ignore, someone who may be having a crisis.
That's Kate Parker Riley. She works at the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging and is one of 16 students at a seminar on mental health first aid in Waterbury.
We've got Band-Aids for physical issues, and now we can have some skills to have for mental health as well.
At the class, students learn things like how to respond to someone suffering from schizophrenia or what to do if a friend has an anxiety attack. They learn to listen non-judgmentally, assess for suicide risk, and give appropriate referral information.
So I would say if somebody is living, breathing, and living in the community, they're appropriate to get mental health first aid training.
Janine Sullivan Wiley teaches the class and says mostly her students are non-medical professionals, librarians, or folks who work with the elderly.
It's anybody, because it comes at it from a community-based standpoint, not from a trained professional standpoint.
In the wake of the shootings at Sandy Hook, President Obama called for increased mental health first aid training for teachers. Sullivan Wiley says early intervention is important.
These are illnesses, these are disorders that nobody chose to have, nobody wants to have, but that you as their family or their friend may be able to help and get them help earlier. Because there's often such a lag time between when somebody experiences their first symptoms and gets treatment, and during that lag time, things get worse for them.
And mental health first aid has spread rapidly since its conception in Australia in 2001. Currently, there are more than 1,500 instructors across the country. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.